Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Pirkei Avos, and we are up to Parak Vav of Pirkei Avos, which isn't really Pirkei Avos. Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah. These are other teachings that were taught like Mishnah is. Baruch Shebachar Behemel Mishnasim. So Baruch, blessed is someone who chooses the Chachamim and decides to go and learn that which the Chachamim taught us. So, says the Mishnah, Rameir Omer, Kolosik b'Torah l'shma zochel l'dvarim harbe. Someone who learns Torah l'shma is going to be zochel to many things. V'lo od, elish kol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. The whole world is worth it just for the sake of this person. Nikra Reya, Ohuv, he's called a friend and a beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oiv es ha'makom, oiv es ha'brios. He loves Hashem, he loves the creations of Hashem. Mesameach es ha'makom, mesameach es ha'brios. He makes Hashem happy, he makes other people happy. Umal bashto anava v'yira, and the Torah gives him a sense of anava and a sense of yirshamayim. Umachsharta liyos tzaddik v'chassid v'yashar v'neman, and it makes him ready to be a tzaddik and a chassid and a yashar, a straightforward person, and a neman, a trustworthy person. Umrachakto menachetim akrafto lidei zuchus, and it distances him from avera and brings him closer to zuchuyos. V'nen v'menu eitzav tashia bino gvu. And people benefit from his eitzah, from his advice, from his wisdom, from his understanding, from his strength. Shnemar li eitzah v'toshia ani bina li gevura. That's what the pasuk says, that speaking in the voice of the Torah, that to me, the Torah, is all of these qualities. V'nosenislo malchus u'mamshala, it gives him a sense of malchus and power. V'chikor din, and it gives him the ability to analyze things. U'magalim lo razei Torah, and the secrets of the Torah are revealed to him. V'nasa kamayin ha'miskaber k'nayin. And it becomes like this overwhelming spring and like a river that doesn't stop. And he's patient with people, and he's mochal on people who insult him. And it raises him above all other things. Mishnah Beis. Amri B'Shub Ben Levi. Every day a baskel comes from Har Sinai and makes an announcement. Oy lehem labrios me'al bono shel Torah. Woe unto people because of the disgrace of having neglected the Torah. Shekol mi she'ein osek b'Torah nikra nozov. Someone who doesn't involve himself in the Torah is considered to be like an nazifa, like a type of cherim, like he's an outsider. Shemar nezem zohav ba'af chazir isha yofa v'saras ta'am. Like a gold ring in the nose of a pig, so too is a beautiful woman who has no time, no base, no logic. So someone who learns Torah, who's not really fully occupied with the Torah, it's like a gold ring on it. You know, he knows a little bit. He knows the Shprach a little bit, but that's considered like a gold ring in the nose of a pig. Pasuk says that the luchos are the handiwork of Hashem. The writing is the writing of Hashem that's engraved on the luchos. Don't read it as charos, but rather as cheros. That the freest person is someone who learns Torah. And people are elevated through Talmud Torah. Pasuk says he went from Matana to Nachliel and Nachliel to Bamos. So we assume that means that Matana means the gift Hashem gave us, which is the Torah. Nachliel means that we get the Yerusha, the Nachla of Hashem, and Bamos means that we achieve very high heights, very great heights. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that Rameir says that someone who learns Torah Lishma is going to get a lot of things, and the whole world is worth it just for him, and he gets all these nice names, and how the Torah impacts a person. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but he has deep understanding and things like that. And in Mishnah Beis, we said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that a voice comes out from Har Sinai every day and says that those who neglect the Torah are woe unto them, because you're an outsider if you neglect the Torah, and even if you learn a little bit, maybe especially if you learn a little bit, but you're not really fully engaged with the Torah, it's like a gold ring in the nose of a pig. Someone who learns Torah is a true Ben Chorin, and the Torah will elevate a person. Next time, Ben Shom will pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel.